This is TWiT.
A new policy for developers is about to roll out by Google, requiring developers to add a physical address to their public profile, mandatory for those who feature any paid apps of any sort. This is in the Play Store, and PO boxes are not allowed. This has to be a physical address. This mailing address will be visible to all Google Play Store users. If the developers don't do this, their app can be pulled from the Play Store. Google says the change is the result of consumer protection laws and current best practices and will take effect September 30th. That's a week from now. And it should be noted that these consumer protection laws in question here, this is likely referring to the EU Consumer Right Directive, which says if you sell goods on the internet, then you need to provide contact details, including a mailing address. So some folks, this got a lot of people pretty upset. There was a subreddit post of saying, you know, that this is just going to kill indie developers. It's going to force indie developers to publish their home mailing address in the Play Store. And, you know, how could they? And this is awful. But someone actually, that's actually not true. And I can speak to that myself because, you know, I'm an indie developer. I sell an app on in the store. I've been freelance and run my own business for a long time. And I never used my home address. I rented a private mailbox at like a local postal place. It costs a couple of hundred bucks a year. You get a mailbox. This is not a PO box, which is something the post office does. And I get all my mail there. That's a completely legal address that you can have anything shipped to. You can even use on your driver's license, at least here in the US. So it's a little bit of a pain for indie developers because the choice is, you know, put your home mailing address, you know, if you don't have an office, put your home mailing address on the Play Store publicly, or, you know, rent yourself a private mailbox, which costs more than, you know, the cost of admission into the Play Store. But it doesn't seem like as big of a deal as folks are making it on Reddit.
Well, and not
shocking.
Just...
Wait, yeah, I'm right. Sorry. Okay. Is a big deal being made on Reddit of something?
That is true.
Wait a minute.
Really good point.
That's some breaking news.
Thank you.
And, you know, what's interesting about this, like, I don't think it's unreasonable to expect someone who, like, accepts money for something on the internet that they provide a physical mailing address. I don't think that that's unreasonable. But, like, what are people going to do? Like, they're going to send you a letter, like, telling you, like, what they think of your app, of your $2 app? Well, like, I just don't get it.
I think a lot of it has to do with this perceived... I'm going to say, and everyone's going to jump on me because of this, but this sense of perceived privacy that you can go online and hide behind all these various privacy protection thing and no one ever know actually where you are or anything or what you're doing. And to a certain degree, we are entitled to our privacy, but when you're choosing to publish an app and take, and especially if you're charging money for that app and having in-app purchases or whatever, you're running a business. And like I know personally for me, when I'm shopping online and I'm looking on a website, if it's a website that I think is kind of sketchy and I'm not sure if I should buy from there, the first thing I do is go to the About Us or Contact Us page and I look for an address. Mm. Like if there's a physical address, then I have a little more confidence that, okay, they actually are running a business as opposed to being a fly-by-night operation, you know? And this kind of made me think about life before the internet and remember – you know, we'd get hobby magazines and computer magazines, and you'd order hardware from places, stuff like that. You mailed your money to an address, and they mailed it back to you. Now, admittedly, sometimes PO boxes were used, but a lot of times it was business addresses. That's not unheard of, you know.
Not to mention the white pages.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Yeah,
the
it was
white,
published.
By the way, kids, the white pages was this book that had phone numbers to your house in it. Yeah. And oftentimes, more often than not, I remember as a kid, they had your address there,
straight
too.
Straight up addresses.
Yeah.
It was just always. Exactly.
So
it was a directory.
I suppose privacy is a new thing. But yes, there is a heightened perception that we need to be more and more private, particularly as people become, you know, put in front of other people online, right? Like, I create an app, I charge for it. Someone doesn't like the reasons why I made the app, or they don't like the way that I did it, or I didn't, you know, pay attention to their comment about how it broke their device or something like that. And suddenly someone feels like they have a way to, I don't know, inflict damage or something. I think that's part of what people are worried about is like, I'm not shielded anymore. Is that a valid concern?
Well, are you doing something that you need to be shielded from? I mean, that said, we all know there are crazies out there, and there's
sometimes you don't need to be doing something or not.
Exactly, but the thing is, those crazy people are going to find you. I mean, like a large portion of my day job and my job for years has been customer service and customer support, and people get upset for the littlest things, and you set them off. You still have to deal with that. If you're running a business, you have to deal with the crazy people and the sane people and everything on the spectrum. You can't hide from it.
Right. But don't dox yourself, right? Like, don't make it, you don't have to put your home address and worry that, like, a crazy person upset about your app is going to show up, you know, at your house in the middle of the night. You don't have to do that, but just get another address. Or, I work at a co-working space. I have an address here. Like, and yes, it costs more money. It's another extra thing that you have to do. But I think Ron's point was right. Like, once you start selling an app or taking an app, add in app purchase to your app, you are running a business. You're accepting money from customers, and you've already given your, social security number for tax purposes and your address to Google in order to accept that money. And so there's going to be a public address. And I was looking at my Google Wallet, the merchant page, which is where I see, how many people bought my app and when Google disburses the payments to me. And there's like a public profile address, and then there's like a billing address. So you can do two different addresses if it's not the one that's you're actually billing. So in a lot of ways, this whole thing is just sort of a sham.
I will say, I understand that. I will say also on the flip side, though, and there's a lot of people that, in the chat room right now that are like, but what if a disgruntled person shows up at your door? Kosh, of all people, put out a post on Google Plus a couple of days ago. Kosh, of course, is a very, well-known and respected Android developer, talking about just that, how someone... One of the fans of his apps was complaining about something. I can't find it on the fly here, but basically the gist of the story is it was a user of one of his apps, and 30 minutes later there was a knock on his door, and what do you know? That user had shown up because he was not happy with this or that. So it's not inconceivable to think that fear, like that couldn't happen.
Right, but you buy something from the Home Depot and you take home and it doesn't work in the way that you were told it would or doesn't want, you go back to the Home Depot and say, I want, it's part of running a business. This is where the virtual world meets the real world.
Right.
Now the thing is, like, I'm looking, there's mailboxinusa.com, which has a service that has a physical mailbox, and they actually, you can manage it all digitally. They'll email you when you get mail and send you a picture of what it is and all stuff like that. It's $15 a month. Like, if, admittedly, that's more money, but
really
it's not.
Really depends on who you're asking, though, whether $15 a month works. True, not every developer can afford to do that, even if they're charging for their app, because their app might not really get paid for. Yeah, but they still want the freedom to be able to create an app and charge for it.
Well, yeah, but it's like, yeah. I mean, it goes, I go back to thinking back in college, I published a magazine out of my dorm room, and the first issue I went to the post office to get a P.O. box, but I'm like, I need a business address, let me get a P.O. box, I'm going to pay the $180 a year for this P.O. box, even though I'm starting at zero, I'm not making any money because I can't use my dorm room address. There are decisions you need to make when you decide that you want to do this. Sure. And ultimately it comes down to consumer protection. 9 times out of 10, no one's going to come to your house. Yes, there might be that one wackadoo and you got to deal with it when it happens. But
Just stay safely inside, turn off your lights, lock your doors.
Don't use your home address.
There we go.
Get yourself a private mailbox.
Yeah, that's probably the overarching point.
P.O. box doesn't work. Get a private mailbox.
Yep.
Because and it stinks. It's going to cut into your revenues. Yes, it is.
But cost just to
like
do business.
You have to pay to join the developer program to submit apps at all. This is part of the cost of doing business. Something you have to consider when you set your app's price and when you sell stuff online. I feel bad. I feel like it sounds like we're not defending indie developers, but I actually think it's. That this is a reasonable thing for consumers to expect. It's not that difficult to get a physical address that isn't your home address. Yeah. You're not putting yourself or your family at risk of a weirdo showing up with a brick phone or something. Mm-hmm. But it's really not that. It's really not that difficult of a private mailbox. And it comes in handy. You're a lot less concerned about handing out your address when it's not your home.
Yeah.
That's what I've done for the past 8 years. It's also really great when you move and you're sort of homeless and everything can get forwarded. That worked for me when I moved from California. Anyway, private mailbox.
Yep.